it's been so long. Oh my god.
How the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You know what's happening Sunday?
Sunday? Gosh, is Sunday. Is it that Lent goes on still? What's happening Sunday?
Okay, so here's the thing. So on Sunday, a bunch of people are going to get together and during the morning news talk about the State of the Union. That's what we're here to talk about. What do you think Biden's going to say tonight?
Something about ice cream.
He did meet with a bunch of actors who used to play the president to help him do the State of the Union, which, you know, is not...
Are you serious?
The most cringe thing I've seen in a long time.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
But, you know, some of those actors, they were nominated for their roles.
The Oscars!
The Oscars.
Hot diggity damn. I still need to see Maestro. I'm very curious. And American Fiction is like this weekend, so I'm very excited.
What have you seen? Walk me through it.
Man, so, I mean, listeners, you know that The Holdovers was my favorite movie of 2023. So, will it sweep? Most
two,
definitely
three?
Not. Yeah, it was your two, I think. Okay. Because one was The Boy and the Heron, which we'll get to in another episode. Mm-hmm. But I saw Oppenheimer, saw The Holdovers, I saw Killers of the Flower Moon. I walked out of Poor Things in a way, so I did not finish that one.
You're considering trying that tonight, now that it's on Hulu, but good to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a me thing. I have all El Conde. I have that pulled up and ready to watch at some point this weekend.
Okay.
Because it just looks so damn pretty. That's the immortal vampire who's, like, done with life. The black and white one on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's up for best cinematography. It came out of complete nowhere.
Interesting. No, not aware. Okay.
Okay. You got to get to that one. And I also did not catch Zone of Interest.
Okay.
So a little behind. I have not seen Barbie.
Hey, that's better than a lot of people. So.
I suppose so. But, yeah. And I did see Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay. So I
what
got...
What about you?
American Fiction was in Helena in theaters for, like, just a little bit of time.
A second, right?
While I was here. I went on vacation and missed the week that I could have seen it. So I missed that one. I haven't done Anatomy of the Fall. Did Barbie. Did The Holdovers. Did Killer of the Flower Moon. I have zero interest in Maestro. Did Oppenheimer. I did Past Lives on the airplane.
Oh, very good.
And I... Well, like I said, we were considering Poor Things, but I did do Zone of Interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, man, I've got some categories pulled up here. I'm ready to kind of just make some predictions, to get right. some thoughts right. here. For actor in a leading role.
Get that one
there's
up.
There's a couple of big choices. Bradley Cooper is a big choice for Maestro, Paul Giamatti for The Holdover, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, and Coleman Domingo for Rustin. Which I saw the trailer for, but have not seen. That one seems interesting as well. If I had to put money on something right this second, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. That to me makes the most amount of sense.
All right. So here's the thing. I actually won the local newspaper's Oscar prediction pool twice, I think.
Naturally.
And the way that I did it is I just Googled most likely to win, and there's places that compile the leaked ballots. Because, you know, like, 30 people leak their ballots every year. And so if you compile them, you have a really good odds chance of getting it right.
No way. Okay.
So, yeah, I won it 2 years in a row. I don't know if it was two. I think it was 2 years.
And what did you get? Bragging rights?
No, they get 2 free movie tickets.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, I'm going to preface this with saying I have not done that this year.
Okay.
So, these are just me spitballing what I think. And my coworker, have you seen this Gold Derby app?
No, what is that?
It's an app where you can put in for all award season, you can put your predictions in, and it'll track it as the award show goes on. So, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to go back and listen to this podcast and enter in my predictions. So... Actor in leading role, I think Cillian Murphy has a good chance, but I'm kind of leaning Paul Giamatti on this one.
Oh, that would be cool. I meant to ask, do you have a jousting app on your phone?
Mm-mm. What is that?
No medieval games, of course.
Jousting apps, obviously.
Just making sure.
I'm just looking at it.
If this podcast gets too boring, I have no problem being on my phone. I had to sneak that in there. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm so glad. I'm going to just start sneaking more. I think you should leave references into this podcast now that you've seen it all.
Continue. I think you should. I think people will stop listening, which will be awesome. Beautiful. Yeah, no, I think Paul Giamatti's got a good shot. I think I haven't seen him do something this good since John Adams, in my opinion, which he did sweep the Emmys for way back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. In a close second, I'm going to say Jeffrey Wright. It just depends on the pulse of the year. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
Thing is, if it's Cillian Murphy, I think there's a very good chance of that. For some reason, we'll get there. What next?
Well, actor in a supporting role, I have next, and I think that there is a really good shot that Ryan Gosling gets it for Barbie. I just think there's a good shot. Agree. I don't see Robert Downey Jr. getting it for Oppenheimer. I don't see De Niro getting it.
I don't think De Niro's going to get it. This is De Niro's performance, though great, was not career defining.
Yeah, and I just don't see it happening for Mark Ruffalo. So.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance Gosling gets it. I wouldn't be shocked if Downey got it, but my bet is Gosling.
That's fair. Actress in a leading role, it's no question. It's Lily Gladstone for Killers of the
Flower
Moon. Easy. Actress, yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't even have a close second. I'm that confident.
She was brilliant.
She was, absolutely. In a supporting role, man, I'm thinking... I'm thinking Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, second will be Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. That's my thought.
I think Divine is my gut. That's where my gut
Me
goes.
Too,
a bunch of these
so
I don't
good.
Know much about. I didn't realize Emily Blunt was nominated. She was great, but I think she's Divine.
I think if Emily Blunt should have won for anything, she should have been A Quiet Place.
I agree. Yeah.
Animated feature, I mean...
Ooh,
this is
tough.
A tough one, right? I want to
where my heart is different than where I think it's gonna win.
Yeah, I think your heart is, if I'm not mistaken, Boy and the Heron.
That's right.
But you think Across the Spider-Verse is gonna win?
That's right. Yep.
Yep. I'm in the exact same position. I would love to see Miyazaki win. I think that would just be the coolest.
Spirit
that would
Away
be the coolest
won,
to see him.
Didn't it?
Yes, it did. Okay. He said with utter confidence, apparently.
Look, I won't be sad if Across the Spider-Verse wins. I loved that movie. I adored that movie. But it is a middle chapter. And you know what? Enter the Spider-Verse took it, so I'm totally happy. I want Boy and the Heron to take it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. For cinematography, this one is interesting. Because while I enjoyed most of Oppenheimer, I don't think it did anything particularly revolutionary with the cinematography. That's more for the effects section. Killers of the Flower Moon also was just... It did its job. And if we're looking for something that's groundbreaking, I would put my money on Poor Things or El Conde, just from what I've seen of El Conde.
I think they're going to go safe, though.
You think so?
I think it's going to be Oppenheimer. I agree with you. Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon was perfectly competent. That sounds really like a slight. I don't mean it as a slight, because it was really
well done.
But I think one of them is going
to
get
it. The best thing you can say is that somebody did it, you know, did it right. Like, that's, not to go on a tangent here, but like, Ringo Starr was an excellent drummer for the Beatles. Were his beats very basic? Yes, but I think that you shouldn't ever do more than what's required of you. And I think that, at least for, something like that.
There's something to be said about making your artistry invisible so that it just kind of flows through you. And I do think those two movies did a good job. If I was a betting man, I'd go Killers. But then again, I doubted myself as soon as I said it.
You know what? I'm going to go... Gosh, it's going to be safe, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to do Killers. I'm going to go with that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for directing, now here's the thing. Only 3 times in Oscar history has directing not won Best Picture.
Right.
I remember watching live Saving Private Ryan win Best Director and Shakespeare in Love winning Best Picture. And I remember Harrison Ford reading it and being like, what the F is this? So
that was before I cared about the Oscars.
Right. No, that's when what was I? Was I 10? 11. Oh my.
I did just see a Facebook post talking about our last Oscar party at Franciscan. That was fun.
No, you didn't, really?
Yeah, it was in my memories.
Memory.
Okay, so one of my favorite moments from a movie this year has to be when Memories played over the Marvels. You haven't seen it.
I was going to put the cricket sound in the editing right here.
No, I'm not joking. I genuinely enjoyed that moment.
Wait, Memory on
the song from Cats?
From Cats?
Yeah.
Cripes.
Dude, even if you don't want to watch that whole movie, it's on Disney Plus. You should just skip to the part where the three Marvels get to the space station about two-thirds of the way through the movie and watch 5 minutes.
You know, I'm not a hater today, so I will check it out at some point. I will.
I genuinely enjoyed it.
Sweet. That's a good enough recommendation, like, honestly.
My expectations were low, and I had such a fun time.
I was going to save this for later, but we have Disney Plus at the moment, and we are watching Anastasia.
Mm.
And I love Don Bluth. I love him very much. He never got the play that man deserved, but, like, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Ferngully, friggin' Anastasia, like, all those movies. Was he Ferngully? I don't even know why I said that. But just the man, Secret of Nim was the other one. Sorry, I have a cold right now. Secret of Nim was money.
So
the man just has a way.
Don Bluth movies make me feel the same way I feel like when I go. This is gonna sound mean, but I actually kind of mean it. It's a weird compliment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That weird feeling you get when you go to a really dusty antique store. It's because it's like eminently familiar, but it seems not quite right from what you remember.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it's like it's almost a Disney movie, but it's not that it's lacking any quality. Like, it's not a quality issue. They're not, but they're clearly not Disney movies.
It's like when Sony does a Marvel film,
give it 10 years and it'll be what Venom and Morbius feel like. But
they're
bad.
I think it's
the
coin toss. I just mean, like, when Sony does Marvel, you're either going to get, like, friggin' Morbius, what we expected and has been confirmed about Madame Web, which we should definitely talk about another day, or you might get something glorious. You might get Into the Spider-Verse. You never know. But I think Anastasia is probably, like, the best one, if not top two. Land Before Time is pretty damn good, too. But anyway, I digress. For directing, the thing is, if I pick the directing one, I know I have to pick that for picture. So if I had to guess, I'm going to go with Oppenheimer for best director and for best picture.
I'm going to say the same. Although I really could see Scorsese winning it. If there's going to be a split, I could see that happening. But I think safe bet is Oppenheimer for.
I will say, Anatomy of a Fall, for what it does spectacularly.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of it was incredibly well done. It's an interesting film because it switches between English and, I think, French. Is that right? French or Dutch? And it can be kind of jarring, but it was the same feeling I had when I finished watching Drive My Car, which is super good.
I need to do that.
It's so good. First 45 minutes takes, you know, you're kind of like, all right. But then when it gets going, and it's so good. I would happily watch that one again. And it's the same with Anatomy of a Fall. It's such an interesting conversation. It's such a well-done foreign film. It will never win. But
yeah,
I would say, for just my quick review of it, it is absolutely worth your time. Just a well-done movie.
You know, she's the lead from Anatomy of the Fall is the wife in Zone of Interest.
I did not know that.
She's got two. So that's weird to have a foreign actor have two Best Picture nominees.
I read the most scathing review of Zone of Interest. I will have to send it to you.
Really? I don't see how that's possible.
Really?
Yeah. Look, Zone of Interest is not a fun movie, but it is stunning.
Yeah, one out of five. What the hell did I just watch?
This is
Armand the blog
White.
That I've read. What's that?
Was it Armand White from National Review?
No, it's Carson Reeves from Script Shadow, a blog that I've read every single day for the last 11 years? Much longer
than
that.
If you're not familiar,
gosh, 2010.
Armand White is like if you go to movies that have 365 positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and one negative, it's always Armin White.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, he's contrarian for the sake of being contrarian.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this picture. I sell it all from the National. Oh, okay. All
yeah. Right.
We don't have to get into it. But would you also bet on Oppenheimer then?
Yeah, I'm betting on Oppenheimer. No, but okay. Wait, but no, we got to take a side here. What did he have an issue with on Zone of Interest?
I just sent it to you in the chat. You can review. I think it was just this idea of like there was no script and people just wandered around endlessly and made up lines as they went along.
It definitely strikes me.
Yeah, I think it's this won't come through for a podcast, but folks, if you can imagine me raising my hand and flying by my head as I go whoosh
for him.
Seems like it needed to it seems like it went indefinitely over his head.
The brilliance of Zone of Interest, cuz all right, I'm going to gush for a minute here. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Zone of Interest, the entire point of it is to show you the banality of evil. It is entirely about how evil looks boring and simple and easy. It's this movie, if you take the smokestacks out of the background, would be one of the most beautifully pastoral movies I've ever seen. But you put the smokestacks in the background, and you know what's making that smoke, and the whole thing changes. I think it is the most effective Holocaust movie I've ever seen, and it does not have a single second of violence. It's...
Everything that happens in the script does so randomly. There's no design behind anything. It's as if writer John Glazer threw darts at a dartboard for which scenes to write next.
Look. It is naturalistic. It is naturalistic to an extreme, but you take that away and I think you have a far less movie. I mean, there Holocaust movies are hard because it's so easy to fall into sad porn, and nothing annoys me more than the sad porn, where you just try to make the audience sad as an excuse for making a good movie. This movie, there's a moment towards the end that was one of the most evocative things I've ever seen in a film. Yeah.
That's exciting to hear. I will definitely check it out.
I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I think it has a really good shot at international feature film.
Yeah, I
as far as an award goes.
For foreign film? Is it nominated for both Best Picture and Foreign Film?
It is, yes.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you did. They did it for friggin',
did they?
Uh-oh. What's it called? Parasite.
Let me change it. I forgot you could do that.
Well said. Well said indeed.
Okay, let me just say it. Well, okay, none of these other ones are nominated for Best Picture, so it's gotta win, right?
Right.
They've basically stated that none of these are worth.
It's like when George Clooney won Best Supporting Actor, and he goes, all right, I'm not winning Best Picture tonight, am I? That was for Good Night, Good Luck way back in the day.
Which was my favorite movie that year.
Yes, it was. I will say this. I would be very curious to see if they just give it to John Williams just because he's done. I think that is highly likely. Done. Like Miyazaki. Every day John Williams wakes up, it's kind of a surprise. He's like 96 years old.
He's won so many times, and as much as I think his score for Dial of Destiny was lovely, it's I don't think it's going to win.
Yeah. I think original song will probably go to What Was I Made For, because that is a damn beautiful song. Like, it gives me vibes of When She Loves Me from Toy Story 2, which is, like, one of my favorite Pixar songs ever. So we shall see.
I don't know. I could see it going, I'm Just Ken.
That would be
fun. That hit a zeitgeist. I mean, yeah. It was, like, beyond just movies. But the thing is I never know enough on musicals, original song. Original score, I'm going to guess Oppenheimer.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I think that's pretty fair. I think because Yeah, I think because of how, what's the word I'm looking for here? I think sometimes there are people who are on the Academy, they're like, oh, just give it to him. I think that kind of crowd will do that.
For who?
For John Williams.
But how many times has he won?
How many times has John Williams won an Oscar?
Let me put it this way. If he has never won before, then he would win it easily. But he's the undisputed master of his craft. I don't think anybody's going to feel like they need to give him more kudos.
He has been nominated for 54 Academy Awards. Holy crap.
This man has been honored. I don't think they're going to give it for Dial of Destiny.
All right.
That's my opinion.
I will take that bet.
I could be wrong. I could be
wrong. I'll tell you what. I think for sound, what'll be interesting to me is if they just give it to Zone of Interest, because that was from Go. That was what everybody was saying. Mm. Although it's nice to see the creator nominated for something. Dumpster fire as it was. I don't know if that's the right word.
More lovely like dumpster fire.
Lovely
dumpster fire.
It just needs. It needed a couple more drafts, that's all. It was close.
That's exactly
what
it got
me in the end. It got me emotional in the end. It was still. It was. The man can shoot.
I spent too much time trying to figure out where on earth that space station was, because it didn't make any damn sense for me to have any emotional connection to the end.
No, that's fair. but Dead Reckoning Part 1, I don't think so. I think it's going to be Zone of Interest, and that's pretty obvious.
I think you're right.
For visual effects, I'm going to go hard on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I think it will get that, but it would be very interesting to see Godzilla Minus 1 get it, if that was even...
I think the creator's going to win it.
Did you see that video I sent you when the Godzilla Minus One team found out they were nominated?
Yeah, so lovely.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
I think the creator's going to win this one, and I think it deserves it. If it doesn't win it, I think it deserves it.
I think it's funny that for adapted screenplays, Zone of Interest, which did not have a script, was nominated.
Adapted? From what?
Horror? You tell me from life? I don't know. That's a good question. What is it? Wait, what is it adapted from? What is it based on?
Did he make a short film? That's got to be it. I bet you money he made a short film and then adapted it to feature length.
Loosely based on a novel from 2014.
Huh. Fascinating. I had no idea.
And it's called The Zone of Interest. Oh my gosh, yeah. It tells the story of a Nazi officer who's become enamored in the camp commands... of the camp commandant's wife. Interesting. Well, shoot.
That's okay. Not what this movie is about.
Today, loosely, right? It counts. I'm sure if they made a Transformers movie that, like, a Barbie figurine was in, they're like, it's loosely based on Barbie. It's fine.
Okay, but the movie Zone of Interest is actually about Rudolph Haas.
Well, there you go. Loosely.
Like, the actual guy.
He's a real person?
Yeah.
All right.
He's the guy who ran Auschwitz.
I will say this. For this particular category, it depends on what happens here. Because of the whole, again, just give it to him. It'll go to Barbie. But if anybody actually read the screenplays, they will pick Oppenheimer. Because Nolan does a very interesting art. Well, Nolan wrote it from first-person perspective.
Right, which is fascinating.
Which is super rare and interesting and... So I think
it's stupid that Barbie's in adapted instead of original.
I mean, it's loosely based on the character Barbie.
I'm adapting it. I mean, it's a toy.
Well, so I'll say this.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
For original screenplay, I am absolutely 100% torn. Because, to you, how was Past Lives?
Heartbreaking and moving and wonderful.
See? Like, because of that, between Past Lives, Holdovers, and Anatomy of Fall, I would be stuck. Because Anatomy of Fall was very well written. And it was very, like, I don't know, it was hard to, like, turn away. I will like to preface, though, I watched the movie on the plane, and my daughter discovered it was so much fun to just yank my earbuds out every time I plugged them back in. And the thing is with that movie is because it switches between English and French or whatever, the movie chooses when to use subtitles on a Delta flight. So when they would speak in English, I wouldn't see what the hell they were saying. But then when speaking their foreign language, then I would see subtitles. I'm just like, wait, what's the context here? I'm going to go with Holdovers just because I want to see it win. I want to see it win something.
See, I guess that's part of the reason why I think Giamatti might take actor. And because I think... I don't think there's... Look, let's just skip ahead. We've already said it. I don't think there's a ghost chance in hell Oppenheimer doesn't win Best Picture.
Did you just say a ghost of a chance?
Ghost chance in hell?
I thought you just said a ghost of a chance.
Isn't that a saying? Ghost chance in hell?
No.
Did I just make that up?
No, this was an old joke from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series where, like, they did a supercut of every time they're like, Yugi, you don't stand a ghost of a chance. And it was like way too many times. And you're like, the writers got really lazy on this dub.
Interesting. Also, a ghost chance in hell is not a thing. It's a snowball's chance in hell is what the Google's telling me.
But you know what you did? So there's something called a malaphor.
Ghost of a chance, and I combine them, yeah.
Well, you just did a malaphor, yeah, because my favorite malaphor is like, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Or my favorite, the one that I made up myself, is opinions are like assholes. You're an asshole. I'll bleep this one out. But anyway. There's your Oscars, folks. Those are at least the categories I...
One more I'm curious in. Editing.
Okay. Ooh, this... Okay.
This is the one I think Holdovers has a good chance of winning.
I think... Okay. I don't hate Oppenheimer. I want to make that very clear to the people who heard the last podcast where I ragged on it for a long time. It's just so interesting to me that Oppenheimer versus Killers of the Flower Moon for editing, because Killers of the Flower Moon was a movie that took its time, everyone breathed, and then Oppenheimer was edited like a TikTok video. So, I'm just very curious. And I just want to say also, I don't think Poor Things is going to win a freaking thing at all. I just want to make that very clear.
No, it's going to win...
They might give her Best Actress because she was naked in it like 95% of the time.
I think it's going to win Costume Design. But Napoleon could take it too.
Did anyone see Napoleon?
I know a couple people who saw it. I don't have any desire to see it. I want to be clear. Holdovers deserves editing. That movie looks like it was made in 1972. And it's edited like it was in 1972. And, yeah.
I'm with you. Even from the freaking trailer, the way they did that, it was very clear like this was a love letter to that time period, you know?
It's edited on a different beat.
What do you mean when you say that?
So, the shots linger a little longer. They cut on it. Modern films, I feel like, it's hard to explain what I'm trying to say. Would edit on the punchline sometimes, whereas they linger on the expression of the character, or they let the scene draw out to this flat point and then they cut away.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's a little bit slower. It's a little bit, I feel like it's still, in the 70s, filmmaking was still a little experimental.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it has that vibe going for it.
I'm with you. Let's give it to the Holdovers. Damn it. Perfection. Well, there's our predictions, folks. We will follow up and we'll see where we end up. But we hope that you enjoy the show because, honestly, there's a lot of folks who say the Oscars have blown for a long time. But you know what? I adored last year's Oscars. I wept like a little boy.
I'm fixing that this year.
Oh, man. When friggin' What's-His-Bucket for Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Supporting Actor and everybody stood up and every single person was crying and I was crying and everybody was crying and it was such a beautiful speech. I was like, this is everything that I love the Oscars for and I haven't seen for like 9 years.
And film.
So because of that, I am excited to watch this year.
I'm looking forward to it. Sweet. And it's a good slate of movies.
I think so too. Yeah. I really do.
You know, next year, what if we shouldn't do it this year, but maybe live watch it?
I would love to do that. Absolutely.
Do that? All right, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I hope that better movies come out. No, I'm just kidding. There were good movies this past year. We celebrate all the good movies that we saw last year, as you know. Because I feel like Deadpool 3 has a really good shot this coming year as being Best Picture.
I'm avoiding the trailer. I'm avoiding it. I haven't seen it.
I The second I could, I clicked it.
I'm avoiding it. I want to see it fresh. It's been like hard that. So far. It's going to get harder.
I love that. Cool. Well, thanks.
So, okay. Yeah. We're wrapping up. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, enjoy the Oscars.
Yeah, enjoy the Oscars, and we will follow up with you and see you in the next one.